You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Danny Trahill, owner and chief instructor at Chosen Martial Arts Academy in La Vergne, California, where they provide self-defense, fitness, and martial arts training. Danny, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
So, Danny, bullying is quite a hot topic these days. What is your experience with bullying, and why have you chosen to address this in your community?
Well, basically, you know, I see it in my school. I see, not in my school, but the children coming in. And part of it, just my personal experience of, I was bullied when I was younger, you know, and I ended up, you know, making through it. But I know one of my incidents happened when I was probably about 22 years old. I used to work at a company, and, you know, I was still doing martial arts. I started martial arts when I was 21. So about 20, 23, as I was working for this company, and I remember this one foreman. He was a big guy, and he just kind of intimidated all of us, you know, big 6 feet two, you know, big muscles in there and loud voice. And I remember his voice, if I heard his voice across the warehouse, I used to tear my stomach apart. You know, one day I just got tired and just said, hey, I'm done. I'm either going to quit or you and I are going to take care of this. And what happened is just he ended up, I was scared. He was like a bluff I was playing, but I was prepared for anything that was going to happen. And the biggest thing is we became friends, you know. And so I think that's what happened. I think a lot of bullies try pushing until we finally put a stand to it and stand up and fight or fake the fight, you know, in a sense. So, yeah, so that's definitely a personal experience for myself.
Certainly appreciate your sharing that from a personal experience. What are the biggest reasons that you think that people come to your school or seminars to get help for bullying?
Well, I think, once again, I think children, kids are mean. You know, I mean, they play jokes and stuff, and I think that's the biggest thing. What happens is that kids, parents teach kids not to hit, not to push, not to be nice, you know. And then now the kids are trained not to hit their brothers, or they're taught not to hit their brothers, sisters, or their friends, you know. But then later on, then when something like this comes up, that they're being bullied, they have a hard time of changing that thought, you know. They're, you know, so we had an incident with a little boy came in. He goes to school right here in La Vergne, and he was being bullied by a girl. And, you know, she takes off his hat, she throws it on the floor, and he just looked at her and, you know, and picked up the hat and tried to walk away and stuff, and she just kept on. So eventually the teacher, the principal, you know, had a meeting with the parents. And but it's just, those are things that are happening. Kids are mean to each other, you know, and I think what happened again, I think we have to teach our children, you know, that you have to realize, you know, we don't hit each other, but if you have to protect yourself, you got to protect yourself. And maybe that's a key word, protect yourself or defend yourself, you know, so that they'll know it's real now. So, you know, so I really believe, and that's what I see a lot of times, parents coming in for that help.
Hollywood has long shown fighting and violence as an acceptable response to bullies. As the owner of a martial arts school, how do you feel about this?
Well, you know what, sad to say, but fighting in a movie, it sells tickets. You know, people see that and stuff. You know, children see that. So it's kind of it's mixed feelings again. You know, I think the Hollywood shows all the action-packed fighting, you know, and then kids look at it and kids think it's real, but it's really stunt work and, you know, all that plane fighting in a sense. And then, you know, but I think what happens that children see it and they think they could do that kind of stuff. So they probably do it to their buddies, you know, their friends. And I see TV commercials, or not TV commercials, but TV and Facebook, you know, or YouTube, and people are doing crazy things, you know, with among each other and breaking chairs over their heads. So I think the Hollywood does play a big role of showing the violence. And but I think, again, I think we as parents, as martial artists, we need to train our kids and teach them that there's a time to play and time to, you know, it becomes real.
Today we are speaking with Danny Trejil, owner and chief instructor at Chosen Martial Arts Academy in Laverne, California, where they provide self-defense, fitness, and martial arts training here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Danny, you offer free bully-proof seminars to your community. What do you share with the attendees here?
Well, we give them like three steps. And one of the biggest things we tell, and I tell this to my adults because we teach Krav Maga to our adults, we tell the kids to walk away, to try and avoid the situation, you know, avoid the confrontation going on. So that's the biggest thing. And if that doesn't work, the second one, we try to teach them have that confidence, you know, put your head up, you know, say no, leave me alone, you know, stop, you know. And then the number three is basically, you know, you have to defend yourself. You know, we have these different stage of colors, you know, yellow, orange, and red. Yellow is, you know, warning. Orange is things are getting a little closer, things are getting a little bit more hot. And then red is, you know, it's game on. You got to defend yourself, run, do something that you got to do. And so those are the three steps, yellow, orange, and red. You know, these are the like signals that we have to teach our children.
Well, I certainly think it's fantastic what you're doing in the community, fighting against bullies and bullying. There can be situations in which we're a bystander rather than a victim. What do you recommend to others if they witness others being bullied?
You know what? I think what happens is that our society, we kind of mind our own business. I think that's basically what it comes down to it. That's why we teach our women's self-defense that, you know, you don't say, help me, you say fire. Why? Because people are concerned about fire. You know, help me, they're being, they don't want to get involved. So I think we need to start stepping it up and teach our children, you know, you need to just think of one kid, you know, he's bullying one little boy, and then later on, those three, if that little boy has three more friends, now it's four against one. Well, now the size changes now. Now the attacks could be different now. And hopefully that won't come to that point. Maybe that big bully is going to realize, well, I got to fight four kids, you know, four of these boys. It's a little different there. So I really think that we need to teach our children to first be alert, be aware, and then, of course, you know, make that call. A situation came up. It was probably about 15 years ago. I was at one of the banks making a deposit, and we used to carry these pouches of they used to get like a money bag and put it in, you know, take it in and make a deposit. And I seen this gentleman run out, and I heard someone yelling that he got some money. And I looked, and I naturally just started chasing him. You know, that was just something I didn't even think about. I just started chasing him down, and he ended up, looked behind him, seeing that I was catching up to him. He threw the money bag on the floor, and he kept on running to the car. So I had to make a decision. Do I go after him or do I get the money? So I, of course, I stopped, grabbed the money bag, and I realized that he ran into a car with a buddy of his, and I was lucky. I was lucky that this buddy didn't have a gun, or maybe came out and tried to fight me and those two guys there. So it was something. It wasn't something that I didn't think about right away, but I just reacted. You know, again, you know, me teaching martial arts, you know, we want to help people and stuff, and that was natural reaction, just come and help. So I think children or anyone should start stepping up for each other. You know, I think we need to learn how to help our neighbors, help our friends, and help our strangers, that people that need help. You know, so I really believe that we should definitely step in.
Lastly, tell us, you have a free seminar later this month. When and where is it, and how can our listeners learn more about this?
Well, basically, we have it here at our school. My school is a good-sized school. It's about 7,000 square feet martial arts school, so it's like a warehouse. And, you know, we set up for the children and for adults to train. And basically, we do this like three times a year. You know, we offer these bully-proofs, you know, seminars. It's going to be at Chosen Martial Arts in City of Laverne. The address is 670 Air Highway in Laverne. The phone number, contact number, is 909-599-7511. And of course, we have the website there. So if you want to go to the website, it's chosendojo.com. And it's dojo, D-O-J-O.com. And again, it's just something that's going to be held next week at 5:45 to about 6:30 and stuff. And we try to do this like three times a year just to, you know, give back. And we just had a women's self-defense class. We had like 35 women participate in that. And just, again, we just offer it to them, want them to be aware. And then if they want to continue training, that'd be great. If they decide just to take something with them, that's even better. So that's how we do this.
Well, Danny, it certainly has been an honor to have had you, and thanks so much for what you're doing in the community, making a difference in the Laverne, California community. And thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Danny Trahill, owner and chief instructor at Chosen Martial Arts Academy in Laverne, California, where they provide self-defense, fitness, and martial arts training. And once again, the website of reference is chosendojo.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.